When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi gang, welcome to the podcast. It's me, Clay Tatum. I just want to come in here real quick and say two things. First, we've been recording this podcast, like I guess most people have been recording them through Skype or Zoom or whatever. We use Skype, I don't know. But we also been streaming our episodes on Twitch, and you can watch those live at twitch.tv/toiletbae, TOILETBAE. And on that channel, you can go to like the clips and watch past episodes. If you want to watch the video version, I don't know why you would want to, but you can do that there. Also, second thing, in this episode, I'm kind of running a lot of audio through my computer. My browser and my Skype, whatever. So if I'm running a lot of music, it's hard to hear wit. But I think that's only happening in the beginning where it kind of cuts out. But, you know, just let you know, that's expect that. But besides that, I got nothing else to say. Enjoy the episode. It's a good episode. Again, if you want to watch the episodes, you can go to twitch.tv/toiletbae. You can do that there, and enjoy the episode. Bye, gang.
Hello! To another episode of the American Arts Culture Podcast. My name is Trevor Thomas, and I'm joined, as always, by my number one guys, Clay and Rod. We're on quarantine day 4, and we're ready to tell you about it. Please sit back, grab in, and grab a mojito, because it's time to tell you.
Okay, there we go. Perfect. Yeah, the sound kind of came out too on that one as well, but it's fine. But you told everyone that we were on day 4 of the quarantine, right? What?
I did.
Okay, good. I was just making sure.
Yeah, day 4.
Yeah, this is the 4th day, right? How long have you been on quarantine, Clay?
This is about my 4th day.
Yeah, 4th day for me, too.
Technically, this is my 5th, actually.
Okay, so let me give everyone an update on what's going on. If you're watching on the Twitch stream, you might notice that I'm a lot wider than normal. It's because I'm shooting anamorphic. I have an anamorphic lens on my iPhone, and I'm using it to become the first streamer to shoot anamorphic. Okay, gang! Also, I figured out a way to do sound effects and have my boys hear it, like this.
Catch me outside, how about that?
So,
whoa,
this is...
946 people are viewing this?
No.
No.
26 people are watching this.
Yeah.
Why does it say 900?
That's my lifetime amount of views that I've gotten.
I don't really know. Because it's not lifetime, but I don't know 100% what it is.
So you just think that, you don't know what it is, but you know that I'm wrong. Huh, Rod?
Yeah, I do know that you are wrong.
Okay. Well, you know what I want to say to you, Rod?
Catch me outside, how about that?
So. All right, this is the only sound effect.
Wait, hold up. Is that the girl? That's real.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's going on? What are you worried about? It is real.
That's funny.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Yes.
What is she up to these days, do you think? Catch me outside, girl. What's her name?
She's a rapper, my man.
Bad Barbie?
Bad Baby, yeah.
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby. And,
remember she got in a fight at the Americana?
Yeah. Remember that?
That's pretty tight.
Yeah, Bad Baby. She rocks. Let me make sure she rocks. Hold up. I'm looking her up on Twitter.
She might not rock, honestly.
So, Rod...
But she can now.
So, Rod, when she said this...
Catch me outside. How about that?
She meant the outside mall in the Americana, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
She did mean the Americana. Everyone's favorite mall. It's one of the top malls in the world.
You know what? Hey, you know what I say to that, Rod?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
What?
Okay. Anywho, gang, I'm not going to be doing these sound effects that often, but what's up? What have y'all been doing? I feel like I'm
researching
done...
Bad Baby now.
Okay, what's the news? What's going on with her?
Bad Baby looks different. She kind of... She has very curly hair now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like... is it a positive change? Do you like what she did?
It seems a little bit like maybe she's doing a Rachel Dolezal kind of thing.
Right. Now, is now is Bad Baby related to Big Baby?
Me?
No, not your Big Baby. I'm talking about that filth that that was jumping on his dad on the TikTok.
Don't be mean to Big Baby.
Why?
Well, as it turns out, guys, that's not a baby.
Really?
So yeah, it's he's actually a toddler, and so he's actually his appropriate size, and they just dress him like a baby because they want him to be fucked up when he gets older, I guess.
Is it because he has a bald head still?
Well, it looks like they shave his head and they put him in a classic white diaper. The only thing that little white diaper, that big old white diaper, is missing is a safety pin.
Right. Make sure when that thing spews that oil, that the safety pin can keep all that mess in.
Yeah, it's gonna spew some oil. Might as well call him Deepwater Horizon. These are some jokes that me and Clay were texting each other the other day. What was the other one? I dare you to even think about the greasers that boy's squeezing.
Yeah, what else did we write? I wrote,
don't think about his greasers.
Just imagine the crude oil that thing spews. Yeah, we went through all this. Yeah, I don't like that baby. I'm not a big fan.
Don't be mean to it.
Why not?
Here's what I don't like.
Go off, Whit. I think Whit's going to say the right thing right now. Go, please.
I do a stand-up special.
Okay.
That same week.
Yes.
Pete Davidson puts out a stand-up special. He's younger.
Yes.
More successful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when you get the
viral...
So when you get that New York Times write-up, it's about you, but in the headline it says Pete Davidson, right?
It's about both of us, but still, no matter what.
He gets the photo, he gets the headline.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do a song. I don't know if that song went viral, but it's as close as I'll ever go to being viral.
Right.
All Big Baby.
Right.
Wow, a little bit after that, a real Big Baby
comes up.
Goes viral.
Fucked
Come
up.
On, guys. Give me my chance to, you know,
let's get a shine.
Show. Yeah, wait, you should meet up with that Big Baby and say this.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Yeah.
And then he's wearing really cool shoes that you actually like, and you say,
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah.
And then you find a toy duck. So.
I don't know if that's a duck.
But no, then you find a real toy duck.
You do find the toy duck, though.
Yeah, there it was.
Yeah.
Cash it on Zoom, how about that?
Right. Damn it, now I lost the sound effect.
Which one?
What's
that?
Oh, this one?
That?
I can't believe you've done this.
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe you've done this.
I don't know. There's a bunch of sound effects on here. I don't know what to tell you, my man.
What is the sound effect board you're using?
I'm using YouTube. I'm just going to the suggested. Oh, here it is.
Catch me outside. How about that?
So, what were we talking about? We're talking about that big, filthy... baby? Is that what we're talking about?
They have a huge baby, yeah. Just be nice to it. It has no control of being a big baby.
Yeah, well, he don't know that. Baby's just having fun.
So I guess that's a good, it's a good lead in to like what I really want to talk about, which is, I asked you guys to give me five, quarantine gripes. I guess mine would be at number six would be that, that big filthy baby.
That's number six.
Yeah. But if I,
that's not even on your list.
Yeah. So, but I wanted to let you know that that would have been on my list if I had six. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my number six too.
I'm trying to remember. Rod, do you have your five gripes?
No, I kind of got home and I took a nap.
Okay,
and,
cool. So, just do it from
I'll work on it right now.
Okay, wait, shit. Okay, wait, you got five gripes?
I can make up five right now.
Okay, easy. Cool. So I have a little sound effect thing for your gripes. Okay, ready? And this is going to really fill in everyone on what quarantine has been like and what hell the past 4 days have been in this quarantine.
This is the roughest 4 days of my life.
Okay, Whit, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm gonna play a little sound effect, and then you can give your number five, okay?
Okay.
Coming in at number five.
My number five is that my knees and my ankles hurt. All the time they hurt.
Why? You're inside all the damn time.
Every day I stretch. No, I'm not. I go for walks. I go skating. I go skating now more than I normally do.
So you're in
I don't know.
So you're in your apartment doing this.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Exactly. No, I go skating every day. I try to get outside every day. And I don't know what it is. I started lifting just 15-pound weights, doing some exercises. So I stretch every day, a couple times a day. And my knees and my ankles hurt like I just had surgery on them. They crack like crazy. I don't know why. And I think it might be because I'm standing up too much, but either way, pissing me off. Oh, it's my fifth biggest quarantine gripe.
Are you ready for number four?
No, now you say you're fifth.
Oh, my fifth? Okay, so, here we go. So we're gonna go into my number five. Here we go, gang.
Coming in at number five.
So number five is I bought candy the other day and I got 2 pounds of it. And when I bought 2 pounds of candy, I thought, geez, this is gonna last me a damn year. And I get the bag of candy, and it's the smallest goddamn bag I've ever seen in my life, and it does weigh 2 pounds. But I couldn't order 4 pounds of candy, because that makes me sound like I'm insane getting 4 pounds of candy. But I just got the two, and I'm almost out. Let me show you.
I can't wait to see this freaking candy.
This is all I have.
You have to order 2 more pounds.
Yes, but...
We're going to be in here at least another month.
So that's my
Rod. You don't know that.
so that's my number. That's my number five gripe. Number six was just to let you know. For me, Whit, number six was that big disgusting baby, and then number five for Whit was he's always in pain. And number five for me is I don't know where to order candy because I really don't know how much candy a pound of candy is. Okay, now
so
Rod.
So 2 pounds of candy. But you got it. Well, hold up. Are we just gonna go right through, or do we not want to be curious about our questions?
Hey,
about
our
curious about
gripes and ask questions.
Yeah, if you're curious, ask away, my man.
No, nobody had any questions about me, which is kind of like the classic thing.
That's not
that
true.
Rod
no,
immediately
Clay
doesn't
asked
care
questions.
About. Rod doesn't typically care about anything other than himself. And Clay, in the meantime, can't stop thinking about his candy.
No.
Clay, ask you a question.
Oh, he did, and guess what? Rod didn't even bother to say, oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm left over here in absolute pain, and Rod's over there just thinking about his damn self now that he's a hero.
Yes.
He thinks he's the star of the world.
Yes. Dude.
That is true.
Right when you started speaking, I was like, I have so many questions. I hope I don't annoy Wit with all my questions. And then Rod's over here.
Yeah.
Yes. Rod's over
and
here.
And you were really hungry. So Clay was so hungry for candy, too. And yes. I could tell. And I knew that he was trying to be polite by asking me the question. But really, his blood sugar was low. And he was fading. I could see him going, and then he got his candy. But now we've already passed my question. So now we're on to Rod's fifth grade.
Okay, ready, Rod?
And guess what?
What?
Meanwhile, by the way, all the comments in the Twitch over there on the right side of the Twitch stream thing, they're all gone for me. It says, welcome to the chat room is all it says. I don't know what happened to the comments.
That's interesting. I still got everything up.
Refresh it. All right, Rod, what's your gripe?
Well, wait, you just gave us a bonus gripe.
Yeah, that's a bonus gripe. Thanks, Whit.
Wait, that was awesome.
I don't care about himself now that he's a hero.
About the chat, my man. You just gave us an awesome bonus gripe, my dude.
Yeah, it's a bonus gripe.
Okay.
Oh, cool. All right, see Duncan. Hi.
Okay, ready, Rod?
Duncan's the only person who said anything since. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you going to...
Coming in at number 5.
Okay, so I think my number 5 gripe is it's got to be all the damn dishes. I got to cook every day, and there's all these fucking dishes I got to do all the damn time, and I'm sick of it. I don't want to do it.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
What?
So Witt's thing was physical. His knees hurt, and that's I really felt for him because his knees. It's like a physical pain. I'm so hungry for candy that my stomach, ow, my stomach hurts. You just don't like doing chores. So, I don't know.
And also, that's already a gripe that I did on an Instagram video about 2 weeks ago. So that is one of my gripes already. So you've stolen my gripe.
Yeah,
so
you're doing to Wit what Wit did to Bill Hicks.
Yeah, and also with this big baby.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're right.
Wait, you have
I'll think I'll get a better. I'm gonna do a better gripe this next time.
My bonus gripe is that Rod is stealing my gripe.
Okay.
As a hot sauce.
Coming in at number 4.
Wait,
but no. I have some more stuff to add to Rod's gripe.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. What number of gripe is this?
This is not a gripe.
Okay, wait, one second. Okay, one second. Wait!
This is not a gripe.
So, I actually, with cooking now, have... I'm sort of cooking, but I do make a meal, and I do the dishes every time I make food. But it's interesting because my roommate is a very good cook. She cooks a lot, and so I see that she doesn't use a lot of pots and pans. And so now I've been learning how to make food without using a lot of different knives and pots and pans and plates. And so I see how little mess I can make, and now how many dishes I can save myself from doing. So it's actually been educational. So it's an anti-gripe.
Oh wait. I had to put away my candy because I was afraid that I was going to eat it all if I had it next to me. So you're just telling me that you are now cooking like a damn caveman without tools?
No, I just see how little tools I could use. So, my instinct would be to, have a different knife for everything and a different plate and a different all that stuff, but I don't need that shit. So I've just kind of started to limit stuff, and that way I don't have as many dishes to do at the end of the day. Or after cooking. I like to do the dishes usually right after I make food.
Right.
Some people are different. Some people wait days. Not me. I'm not like Rod. I don't like making a mess.
I do about 2 days, then I do the dishes.
Rod.
Rod, come on, right. Man.
My gripe is that you make too big of a mess.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
so
fourth, that's number four.
No, that's no. That, no, that was okay. Wait. Are you ready with your number four?
Yeah.
Okay, number four gripe coming in.
Coming in at number four.
My number four gripe is that I ordered a skate rail 2 weeks ago. It said it'd be here in a week. It's still not here.
Dude, that fucking sucks.
That's a huge gripe.
That sucks.
Yeah, they said it would be here. They said there's no lag on rails, flat bars, because they don't, I don't know, something. So it should be here within a week. And the shop is just not far away, about 20 minutes away. I don't know why it's here, and I wanted that thing so I could skate more out my street or down the road. But that's not an option, and I'm pissed off. Okay.
As you should be, because you want to do skating, and you want to do skating safely.
You want to do your rail.
Exactly.
That's a. Can I add to this gripe?
Yeah. One second.
Right. This is a right bad. Right bad.
Gripe bad.
Yeah. It's a gripe bad where. That's the other thing, is all the skate spots that I like going with my quarantine skate friend are now starting to blow up because there are these, like, kind of spots where you can skate really far away from people and all that shit, and you don't have to hop a fence and all that stuff. But now all of these spots are kind of being rediscovered, and it's like a fucking skate park.
Yes.
I don't like that. So I get to the place, I try to skate. Sometimes you see a young guy. Yesterday I ran into a young guy, he's like 20, who I had met before. And, you know, they're not as aware of, like, the whole thing. And he almost gave me a high five. And I had to make a joke about it.
No.
And then he goes, oh, yeah, sorry, you know. But come on. Anyway.
Yeah, those skateboarders are going to try and give you a high five every time.
Yeah. Well, these young guys.
They
want
to hype you up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't high-five me, you little boy.
Okay, so, alright. This is
great, Clay.
This is my, number four gripe coming in.
Uh-huh.
Coming in at number four.
So my number four gripe is the fact everyone is staying inside, which is a good thing. You're making it safer for people to not get sick, but you're also not keeping tabs on Rod, which I think is a necessary job. And so I think to make good is that we make people keeping tabs on Rod a necessary, essential job for people to do. So that's my gripe.
Wait, what are they keeping tabs on him?
What do you mean keeping tabs on me?
Well, just making sure you're not getting into trouble. I mean, and that's just, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you're doing anything, but...
Well, right. Because there's not as many people on the streets, that means Rod could go out there, and there's no telling where he's going to sniff around.
Right, exactly. He's going to be sniffing around people's houses, and people are going to be inside there and not going to be able to shoo him away. So that's my number four gripe coming in. Yeah. So, Rod, do you have a number four ready for me?
Yeah, I got a number four.
Okay, here we go.
Coming in at number four.
My number four gripe is that I'm working too damn much. I'm working 6 days a week, and I'm pissed off about it. I hate it. It sucks.
Okay, Rod. Okay. Yeah, we get it. Right. You're a
hero. You're making too much money. Okay. Cool. great right, man. You know, so many people are losing money right now, and you are making just making so much money. You're making more money than probably Jeff Bezos. I know that sounds crazy, but you're making so much money, and you're complaining about it. Like, dude, people don't have jobs right now. Do you understand?
Yeah. I was supposed to go on a tour.
Tour. Yes.
And I had to cancel. I would kill to have a job delivering groceries right now.
Yeah, but you're really busy, too.
Do you want me to... I could talk to Arthur. He could probably give you a job.
Yeah, no, Rod. I think we're busy.
Rod, I would kill to have that job, but I'm too busy
right now. Oh, okay. Oh, but you
say... I would kill to have your job delivering groceries to sick people. I would kill.
I don't know how many people are sick.
I can't.
I did go to one guy, and he was like, stay over there. I think I got it.
You have to understand, Rod, that I am busy.
The voice guy can't even do it either? Okay, all right.
Okay, wait. Are you ready with your number three?
Hey, hold on. Let me make sure I don't have any more thoughts about Rod.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go, man.
Wait, no, I'm not. Hold on. I don't know if this is an add-on gripe to Rod. Hold on.
Yeah. Make sure that this is an original gripe.
I'm trying to decide if this is an add-on gripe or what. It's not an add-on gripe. Yeah, I got my new gripe.
Okay, 1 second.
Coming in at number three, and this is not an add-on.
I got some Nike shoes so I can stand up and it's more comfortable when I work.
Right. Wait, we're losing you!
What is going on? Do it again. Say it again.
Do the gripe again.
I got some Nike shoes that I can wear while I work. Okay. And it doesn't hurt when I stand up. Yeah. But I look and feel like a fool in these shoes.
Yes. You feel like a normie.
I feel like an asshole. I feel like
Can you show me the shoe?
Idiot bitch. Yeah, hold up.
I bet it's just the exact shoe that I wear.
Has getting the shoes.
Hot Sauce Bob, we cannot show feet on stream.
He is getting the shoes.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
I like those.
I do not like those one bit.
Uh-oh. Play.
I'm sorry. They just... hey, listen. You know I'm not a Nike man. So...
Yeah, so these... bitch-ass shoes. So I don't want shoes that look like streetwear, right? I don't want, like, some dumbass-looking future shoes. So I tried to get the most plain-looking Nike shoes that I could find that aren't all, like, crazy colors.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the Nike shoes are because of the rest of my clothes look a certain way, so when I put those dumbass shoes on, I become a person that I don't like. You know, like... In order...
Bitch-ass looking ass shoes.
Yeah. In order for me to be who I feel like is myself, I have to wear shoes like this. Like little shoes. Little guys.
Loafers.
I can't wear Nike shoes, or else I become like a guy who doesn't tip, or like a graphic designer type looking guy.
But now I can go around in these bad boys.
Yeah, but even those they're not squishy enough. But I did rediscover these loafers of mine. That are, like, squishy. Really squishy. They're really old, though, so.
I probably don't have much time.
Reeboks.
Yeah, but you put those shoes on me, those Reeboks on me, and I become bad. It's like, there's something about the way that I look.
It's like a weird gel insert.
Hey, don't cough on you.
Okay, I have a number. What
These
number?
Are cool.
Are coming in at number. But wait, I totally get what you're saying. I want to start running. I know I never will, but in order to do that, I'm gonna have to buy some whack ass shoes. So I do. I feel ya. I understand ya. I relate to you more than I relate to Rod when it comes to these gripes. I'm sorry, Rod.
Coming in at number three.
So my number three gripe is going to sound a little similar to my number five gripe, but it's just 1 pound of candy is an incredibly small amount of candy when you think about what a pound of candy sounds like it's going to look like. A pound of candy looks like it's going to come in a pillow case. But it doesn't. It comes in a little tiny bag. And gang...
You're thinking it's Halloween.
And gang, and that's why I'm saying this.
I need more candy.
So that's my number three.
Clay, I don't get it. Why don't you go to Sprouts?
I do go to Sprouts, but I put in an order a week before, and then I go pick it up so we don't have to like go in and like wait in that line, because there's normally a line out the door and everyone's like spaced out 5 feet, and I just don't want to deal with that. So I put the order in, and then Whitney was like, "Hey, how much candy you want?" And she's like, "I can get you 2 pounds." I go, are you insane? I'm not a damn elephant. I just need a little candy. Just give me a bag of candy. And they go, well, he does it by
just
pound.
Taste of candy.
She goes, I'll just do it by the pound. I go, all right, give me 2 pounds. That'll feed me until, what, December?
Wow.
Meanwhile, Clay, you're scarfing the bag of 2 pound candy in 3 days.
Yes.
And so
I was 1 pound down in 1 day.
Can I tell you an add-on to... See, you just did a gripe.
Yeah.
That was technically an extra gripe, so that is a bonus gripe.
Oh, wait, is this an add-on?
About the grocery store.
Is this an
add-on? Well, I'm going to add on... So you had a bonus gripe about the grocery store line?
Yeah.
So I'm going to add on to your bonus
gripe. Okay.
Gripe add-on.
Bonus gripe add-on.
Oh, sorry. 1 second.
Do it again, Quay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Bonus gripe add-on.
Yeah. Yeah, so... All right, so... I have been going to the grocery store. Sometimes there's a line out the door, right? I don't mind it, because then when I'm in the grocery store, there's not that many people in there.
Right.
But, so I've always been the opposite of you, where I'm like, I don't mind this little line. And also, the line has never been even around the corner for me. It's just been, like, in the parking lot, like, just in that section of the Sprouts, where we both go. But then, I went to that Sprouts 2 days ago, and I turned my ass around. Because that line was all the
way around the corner again. Yes.
And I'm thinking, I didn't have time to wait in that line because I had stuff I had to do. What are these people, what are they, got nothing to do? You got all this time to wait in the line?
Exactly. No, I feel you.
Don't they have stuff to do?
Rod, answer my man.
No, they got to buy groceries.
Okay, Rod. Cool. Okay, cool. Thanks for adding. Thanks for contributing to my gripe.
Right, Rod.
What do you mean?
Rod, you're trying to cancel me right now.
I'm not trying to cancel you.
You are gaslighting me by making me feel as though my gripe is not valid.
No, the gripe is valid. I agree. You can leave. You don't have to stand in the line.
You're
leave the line.
Rod's gaslighting.
Rod, you are cancelled for gaslighting wit.
Does that voice say gas griping?
Are you trying to make it say gas griping right now?
Gas griping.
Maybe it would be like G-R-Y-P-I-N-G.
Wait,
G-R-Y, I guess?
P-I-N-G?
Yeah. To make it safe.
Gas griping.
Whoa, it worked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, Rod, what's your gripe?
Wait
for the music.
Coming in at number 3.
So my gripe now is that I bought coffee beans. I bought whole beans, and I don't have a grinder.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you right now, and it's rare that I'm this honest. That's a good gripe. That's a very, very good gripe.
Thank you so much.
Rod.
Yeah.
I do have an extra grinder if you want one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. Problem solved. So here's the thing.
Hide it under the dumpster at Yummy.
I can do that, or I can just leave it out on my porch. Here's my issue with that, though. I technically just solved your gripe, not really making it a gripe anymore.
Well, so, it's a gripe for today, still.
Right, but like with Witt's ugly ass shoes, his shoes are going to be ugly for the rest of his life. But with you, this problem's going to be solved tomorrow.
Yeah, but also if Witt gets his rail, that problem is solved.
Oh, Rod, you're trying to gaslight me.
Rod,
it's like you're trying to think that I'm crazy.
You're gas griping.
Rod,
you guys are right. I'm sorry.
Rod, you are a toxic male gas, like textbook gas gripe.
I need to stop. I'm sorry. This is messed up.
Yeah. Yanni Be Good says you're splitting gripes.
I don't...
You're basically... Right.
Rod, you a gas griper.
Clay, did you hear what I said?
I didn't hear you.
Rod, basically right now you're the gripe lady and you're stomping our gripes on that show.
Wah, 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 wah.
We're putting all of our gripes into like a wooden barrel that's cut in half, and you're stomping on our gripes. You're the gripe lady. But guess what? Eventually you're going to fall down and go,
Oh, that's good. Doesn't get better than that, folks. So,
yeah.
All right. So what are we doing now? Oh, we're on number 2.
All right. When you get coffee, you just have the ground up coffee already.
Yeah, usually.
It's too fine, and it doesn't taste as good for me when it's already like that. But I'll sometimes do it. I'll just to see what's up.
Oh, I just don't really care all that. I'm just trying to get that bean.
Just trying to beam
yeah, you're trying to get that juice before you go to work.
Right? Yeah.
All right, I understand. Right, I'm ready for my gripe.
Okay.
Coming in at number 2.
I only have a desire to watch action big movies.
Yeah. And you don't want to watch a French film. You want to watch freaking a fight film.
There's some reason, yeah, when I'm trying to watch a really good movie.
Yeah.
I have to split it up. I can't just sit and watch it like I normally would. I guess I'm like distracted. I have what's it called where you're just sitting inside all the time? It's like
bored.
Quarantine? It's
cabin fever. Nah,
yeah. I guess I have cabin fever, and so like I can't focus on a movie. Really.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's hard.
And so when it's like a big movie like Point Break, which I watched, I can pay attention to that. Or I watched Hail Caesar. I watched Castaway. I can pay attention to all of those movies really easily. But like trying to watch, I don't know, some other movie I tried to watch. Like I keep meaning to watch Kung Fu Master.
Yeah. That's a great one, my man. That's a
I know, but I just can't get the juice to watch it. And instead of watching it, I, you know, like do something else.
Yeah, no, I have.
So, yeah.
I'll be looking at my phone.
Oh, I watched Cabin in the Woods. I didn't watch Cabin Fever, but I watched Cabin in the Woods. Just like some big, you know, like genre movie. I can watch that fine, but something about a good movie that I just.
A well-made film.
And I don't know why. Why do you think that is?
I feel like you. I have actually. I can't even tell you. I don't know. I have the same thing, and I don't know what it is. And that's why this gripe is so good, is because I can relate to it. Unlike all of Rod's gripes so far, because I have a coffee grinder. Yeah. You know, I'm like, I don't like to gloat about having work during this time.
Right.
So like, I totally relate to that.
You know those old images, those old paintings of like people feeding people grapes?
Yes.
Like on the grape. I'm basically feeding you grapes in that same way. And you're eating the grapes and you're going, that's a great grape. Yeah, I can.
So you're basically, when you're talking about grapes, you're pretty much the grape lady.
No, Rod's the grape lady because Rod is.
It's almost over.
I can't breathe. Stop.
Can't breathe.
Rod is the grape lady because Rod is stomping on our
grapes. The grapes.
And eventually, Rod's going to get what's coming to him.
Yes, exactly.
Meanwhile, I'm feeding you delicious grapes about how I can't focus right now. And it's like, it's the type we all are suffering from, maybe except for Rod because he's fully employed, he's making bank, he's counting green, and. Except for me. Well, I mean, poor old me.
Yes.
I'm at my apartment with nothing but time.
Yes.
And I'm suffering from the same type of depression that everybody else in the whole world is.
Except for Rod.
That's unfair. Except for Rod. Because Rod's he's too employed. Yeah. And guess what? Now he has a new job of stomping on our grapes.
Yes.
It's a great.
I do consider that my job. I do have to stomp on your grapes.
On a whole day.
Hey, guys.
All right. So.
Coming in at number two.
So my number two gripe today is something that I found out, I found out about this today, and it's the damn COVID toes. You guys know about damn COVID toes?
What?
COVID toes!
You mean comatose?
No, COVID toes.
I don't know about COVID toes.
You guys don't know about COVID toes?
No.
It's like, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's like, people are getting weird COVID stuff with your toes, and it's gross, and it's called COVID toes. And I'm over here, I want to get COVID because I want to be the superhuman that has the antibodies, but I don't want to have these gross ass COVID toes. So now I'm in a pickle.
You see that?
Yeah, COVID toes. Wait, why do they put the bucket on the COVID toes, Rod?
They put the bucket on the COVID toes for sure. Oh, we might get in trouble for showing the COVID toes.
No, damn it, Rod! It's just like Rod. You come into this stream and you bring in this filth. I'm surprised that we're just not even getting flagged already for having Rod on here, knowing he likes to show people lewd images.
Like I'm a professional streamer, Clay. Oh, and funny. You're being mean to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, you like to use COVID toes?
No!
Okay. All right, Rod,
you don't want that. That's one of your gripes?
Yeah, it's one of my gripes. It's I want COVID-19 because I want to have the antibodies so I can be a superhuman and be basically the freaking king of the world while all y'all are the sorry people.
Yeah. Oh, man. So Clay's King COVID. Hey, can I do a sidebar to your gripe? A gripe sidebar?
Let me just like put that in real quick.
Okay. It's a gripe bar.
Gripe sidebar. It's a gripe bar.
So I talked to my doctor. Tomorrow I'm having a FaceTime meeting with my doctor about getting the antibodies test to see if I had COVID.
Okay.
Because I'm convinced. And I called them already because there's an issue with my migraine medicine. And they were like, oh, how you doing? I said, oh, remember when I came in there in January and I had all the symptoms of COVID-19? And she goes, oh my God, you probably need to talk to your doctor tomorrow. I'm going to schedule a FaceTime meeting about the antibodies test. So I'm having that tomorrow. So what if I have it and then I found out that I got it, I can come over to y'all's house.
That'd be
right
great.
Away. We all
that'd
probably be, had it,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, that'd be great. I mean,
because we hang out with each other a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I would. That and that means also that y'all are strong, that you didn't get it. Remember Wait, Whitney said that's okay. Do you think that means she's saying she doesn't want me to come over?
No. She means when she says that's okay, she goes, whoa, that's okay.
Whoa, that's okay.
So, I mean, that's just what it's like. I will say this. That would be
Whitney
great.
Whitney just said, we're good. What does she mean when she says we're good?
It's okay, dude. We're good. We're come good. On over.
Yeah. We're good to come over.
Cool.
But remember that. So when you came back sick, or when you came back healthy while you were gone and you were sick, and
no, I came back and I was still sick.
Yeah, you were still sick, and then you kept on getting food stuck in your mouth, and I was getting my fingers in there trying to get that food out, and I wasn't washing my
helpful.
I wasn't a helpful friend. I wasn't washing my hands. I was just touching my food too. Odds are, I've had to get the sucker too. If you had it as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, pre-coronavirus. Nobody will wash their hands ever.
Well, and especially at this time because I was notoriously tired. But also, my appetite had started to come back. But Clay was having to feed me because I couldn't lift my hand. And, of course, when Clay sees food, it makes him hungry. So he was having to take bites of my food and then feed me some food. So we were sharing our food,
yes.
Which is okay because we grew up together.
Yes, and also I remember.
And we grew up.
Remember when you came over? We gripe together, while Rod's over here stomping on grapes. But remember the other day you came over while you were sick with COVID, and well, we didn't know you were sick with COVID, and you're like, oh man, I'm getting food stuck in my mouth, I don't feel good, and I have these damn COVID toes. And I do remember you saying that you had COVID toes, and I looked at your toes, and they were filthy little COVID toes, and also also that big filthy baby was there, and I was like, get out of here, baby, scram!
And he's but this is a, can I add a sidebar?
Can I add one more thing? Let me just add one more thing.
Yeah.
When I kicked the baby out, there was an oil streak, and my damn house looked like like a 2007 of Gulf Coast beach.
Wow.
I think that's 2007. Wow. Yeah, yeah. So.
I feel like it was after that.
Oil spill was
2009? 2009? 2010?
2009, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So what? Wait. What are you about to do, Whit? I need to. What are you doing?
Oh, so I came over.
Is this a gripe ad? Wait.
It's not necessarily a gripe. We're just telling a story right now.
Okay. Wait. This is not okay.
This is a story based inspired by a gripe.
Sorry.
Story
inspired by Greg. Okay. This is not a gripe, this is a story. But a story inspired by a gripe.
So I come over and I say I have COVID toes.
Yes.
And Clay said, "Ooh, I can't wait!
I can't wait to smell those stinky little COVID toes."
And I go, "Yeah. I don't know why you can't wait." And then you just sitting, you sat down on your couch and you go, and you're rubbing your belly. I start taking off my shoes and I go, "You go, why are you taking off shoes?" And I say, "To show you my COVID toes." And you go, "You keep your toast in your shoes?"
Yes, I do.
And I say, "No, my toes, Clay." And you go, yes. "Ah, Brett, I thought you were making COVID toast because I'm great."
Yeah. And I
dang
remember,
it.
Yeah, I was like this.
But COVID toast, that's also a food?
I was like, "Oh, dang it. I was so hungry." And Rod was standing there, and then there was a knock on the door. And they were like, "LAPD, come in. LAPD, we know you have Rod in there." And I go, "What are you saying, LAPD? Yeah, we do have Rod." And so went with his disgusting COVID toes, walked over to the door, opened it up. The LAPD came in and took Rod away. Rod, do you have a number 2 for your, on your? Okay, all ready? Here we go.
Coming in at number 2.
I guess number two is that I miss walking around. I feel like when I walk around now, people will look at me, and I don't like it. And I feel awkward. So I don't feel like I can walk to work anymore.
I'm just going to let you know that it's not because of COVID. It's just people are becoming more aware of you. Because you're getting, starting Twitch streaming, and people, and the word's getting out, and so I think that's why.
About the anal
and all that.
Also, people know you as the gripe lady too.
Yes, people know you as the gripe lady.
And on top of that, it's like, Rod, I'm sure your ego's kind of getting to you, and so you think. Because of that ego, knowing that I'm the Twitch guy, I'm the gripe lady, and so, but in reality, people probably aren't looking at you, they're just living their life, Rod.
Can I change it?
How about that?
What's that? You want to change yours?
My number 2 gripe is actually that my friends are being mean to me.
Coming in at number 2.
Number 2 is my friends are mean to me, and it hurts my feelings.
Rod's right. I was...
Sorry.
I got a gripe apology.
Oh, he was saying.
But I have a gripe apology.
Gripe apology.
Rod's right. I did just gas gripe him. I would not validate his gripe because I was afraid of being vulnerable and seeing my friends
That's me
be viewed in a way that he doesn't want. I didn't even want to admit. I said how much I love my. What is that, Clay? Do you agree? So I didn't even want to imagine it, and so that's why I rejected it. And for that, I am sorry for gas griping you. But I will say this, Rod. Since you griped that gripe, we lost 10 full viewers.
Oh, no.
So.
Hey, we lost 10 viewers? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Try to mash it with your mouth. You know, mash it with your mouth.
You know what that sound is?
No, try to go.
Hey, do I can't.
You know what that sound is? It's a damn peanut butter.
Peanut butter bake.
Yeah, man.
How about that?
All right, wait. All right, you ready for number one?
Yeah.
Coming in at number one.
There is only three Middle Ditch and Schwartz improv specials
coming into
Netflix. Why only three?
Was four not an option?
I thought there was
five or 10.
10, 16, 18?
We did 10. There's 10 parts of the Michael Jordan thing.
Yes.
And why not?
And he only plays basketball.
Right.
He doesn't even improv.
Yeah. And when everybody knows improv is something that is not a shared experience. It's something that is written. To be made into a comedy special. And I think that we need more improv specials.
It's fucked up.
I didn't even watch it because I know I'll just start watching it and I'll become addicted to the improv comedy special.
You'll be like, I know there's not enough, so why even start?
Not enough, exactly. It's like if there was only one part of The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan thing, which I started to watch and it's really good. Oh, and I don't know nothing about The Last Dance. What was that?
This is I have a audio of me talking to Netflix about this like whole only having three specials.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe you've done this.
So.
Pretty good. I remember when you said that to Netflix.
Alright, so that's... are y'all ready for my number one gripe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, do y'all have any thoughts?
Yeah, no, they need 16 of them. Listen, what I don't like about stand-up specials, a lot of them, especially yours, Wit, is the amount of time that you put into that special just, like, gets me, like, it fills me with stress. Like, oh, great, so this guy did a shitload of work, and now I have to watch him, like, be on stage tired because he worked so hard. These guys are just waking up, and they're just like, I guess I'll do a comedy special. How much are you going to pay me? Okay, cool, let me just make some shit up or something. And like,
go ahead and give me a word.
It's so funny to watch people just, like, riff. So.
Especially when you're not in the room.
What?
I said, especially when you're not in the room.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe you've done this.
Yeah. I don't even know what I'm clicking on now. Okay, so are y'all ready for my number one gripe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming in at number one.
So my number one gripe is the gripe that's really been upsetting me for the past week, past 2 weeks, past 4 days of quarantine, and that is Rod's top five gripes. I know that I wrote this down before I heard the gripes. I just knew what was coming. And I knew that these gripes were going to be like, oh, I'm like making too much money now because of this, like, four to 5 day quarantine. My gripes are so good. I'm basically the gripe lady. And it's like, dude, honestly, if you were in my house right now, this is what I would say to you, Rod.
Catch me outside. How about that?
So that's my number one gripe, and
Rod did not. Here's what is up. Rod has more time than any of us because he's out there driving, delivering groceries, walking around, plenty of time to think about grapes. Meanwhile, we are stuck inside with our devices, with our TVs, with our computers. We don't have time to think about this shit because we have all these distractions. Meanwhile, Rod is just carrying his bags of groceries and his bottles of water up to people's houses. Think about all the time he has to park his car, get out of the car, walk to the person.
Thank
you.
He has
plenty of time to fill five
Thank
stripes.
You. Thank you.
What do you have to say about that, Rod?
Hey, can I say one more thing?
I'm sorry my gripes are bad. To the audience and to you guys, I'm very sorry that all my gripes are bad. And I know I should have worked on my gripes while I was working delivering groceries, but I'm sorry. I messed up.
Thank you. And Ron, and another thing, after my
thank
gripe.
Thank you for barking off in the chat.
After my gripe, we had so much to add to it, which was so refreshing. It was like we're having a dialogue with my gripe. And Ron's just sitting there going, oh, I wonder when it's my turn to give my number one gripe. But Whit wasn't thinking that. Whit was thinking, I want to be part of this conversation. And Whit was, and Rod was just thinking. He was just thinking about being a freaking grape lady. And for that, I'm gonna say this.
Oh, I can't breathe.
So, Rod, are you ready for your number one gripe?
Yeah, I'm ready for mine.
Coming in at number one.
My number one gripe is I'm very lonely. I come and I live in my apartment by myself, and I really don't have anything to do, and I wish I had a roommate and I could hang out and talk to somebody. It's very lonely over here.
Rod think he out here being the gripe lady.
Rod, why don't you schedule a Zoom party?
Why? But that's not. I don't feel like that's hanging out with somebody.
Yeah, I don't think that's hanging out either. I don't.
No, it sucks. I hate this crap.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah.
Why don't you schedule a walk? Go down to the LA River and start fly fishing.
Maybe I'll start fly fishing, but that'd just also be alone. I'd be by myself doing that.
No, you'd have a friend. Why don't you have an invited friend?
Sorry.
And to go fly fishing 6 feet away from me?
You would have to be way more than 6 feet because you need your fly to be able to. You'd probably have to be about 30 feet away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you gotta bring your radio. Maybe
I should learn to fly fish, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, me and CJ sometimes go on a walk. Clay and Alex do that. I'll start inviting you to go on the walk, but with your, your attitude is
needs some major readjusting. I will say yes.
When do you guys go on walks?
Every freaking day, Rod.
But it's like I don't really want to go on a walk because I'm so tired.
Rod, I mean that's your own problem. Yeah. You don't think I'm tired from trying to figure out if I want to look at my laptop or my phone?
Yes.
It's exhausting.
Yes.
I keep my laptop in my room, Rod, and my phone. I still have to come all the way to my room.
Sorry. Right?
That's me agreeing hardcore.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. I did a bad job with my gripes.
What have you been doing to stay physically fit and to make sure you're getting hotter every day?
Yeah, right.
I have to lift so many groceries and go up so many stairs. I don't know. That's all I've been doing. That's all I do.
Hello, Rod. Have you been able to save plenty of money?
Yeah, I have a lot of money.
Oh, my God. Come on with this.
Catch me outside. How about that?
With this bragging.
Yeah, it's the one good thing. I don't have as much money as Whit does.
Sometimes I'll look at my bank account and I see that I haven't spent a dollar in like.
Oh yeah.
I like rented a movie and I spent $4 last week or something like that. It's crazy. It's nuts.
I definitely look at my bank account and I think like, this has never happened to me before.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not as anybody.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I know.
Does anybody have any? I guess we're done with our gripes. I liked this gripe thing. Let's keep doing this gripe.
I like the gripes. I think the gripes and really informs everyone what we've been going through during this painful experience. Painful for me and Whit, and not for Rod.
Right.
We got to do
love. Because me and Clay have too many stuff we have to look at, and it's really exhausting. Me and Rod gets work, and the only thing he has to look at is how much his wallet is needs a new one, because he has to buy an extra wallet for all the cash.
Yes.
I have to look at the roads, and I have to. I'm driving.
Yeah, it's
all the
hard
time.
For him to drive because he keeps on wanting to look at his money.
Hey, guys, in the comments. Could y'all let us know if you have any big questions or if you want us to keep doing the gripes?
The biggest questions you guys have.
And try to answer this within a minute, because we've already been doing this podcast for, over an hour now.
Yeah, this is a long epi.
All right, let me know when you get the first question. Well, let's just do two of them.
We're looking. Yeah, I'm waiting for any questions.
We'll take the first two questions.
Remember, we do have there is a lag. There's a little delay.
They do say everybody likes gripes.
Everybody wants us to keep doing the gripes. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, any gripes with Trump? Do you think Ben Schwartz and Thomas got in a fight? That's Sam. No, I don't know why they're getting in a fight. They seem like they're friends.
Seem like they're best friends. They're BFFs, for sure.
What if they got a suggestion of... Their beginning suggestion was to get in a fight and only have one guy survive.
They'd have to...
And Clay, what's your favorite... Oh, wait. These are two quick questions. These are our last two.
Okay, wait. So this is... Okay, this plant. Is... Okay, wait.
Question number one.
So Clay, or Rod, is Quibi an industry plant, or is it the new phase of comedy? Should save this one for that needle drop guy. This is a kind of question that he would answer. This is a good question. What do you think this is? Do you think it's a smart business? Anthony Fantano, he does these industry plant questions a lot. Do you think Quibi is a really smart business move made by a millionaire executive to just make a bunch of more money, or do you think he actually wants it to be the new way that we watch television?
I think it's just somebody just trying to make money. They just got all this funding for something because it's stupid and it has nobody cares about it already. It's been 2 weeks since it launched. Has anybody talked about Quibi at all?
Right, yeah. I think that a really rich person said, I know how I can make a lot of money and make some people a lot of money and then move on. I honestly think that, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, because a lot of our friends are making a good amount of money doing Quibi stuff. I think it's cool. A lot of my friends were able to quit their day jobs because of Quibi.
Okay, you want my answer? You want my answer?
Yeah.
It was made by the CIA to better spy on the TV industries by having thousands of general meetings.
Oh, that's interesting. So they took $4 billion. So like truly 20 billion general meetings like 2 years ago. So they knew everything that was happening in television development.
They have so many tabs on Dan Harmon. They basically have him. They just know his every move he makes.
He probably has a meeting there every other day.
If Dan Harmon doesn't have a meeting every day with Quibi, I would be shocked.
Yeah. Would I do? Would we do Doughboys?
Wait! Come on, man. Coming in.
Question number two.
Would we do Doughboys? Yeah, we would, right?
Yeah, can I answer? Can I answer
that? Yeah, something on Doughboys.
Let me answer that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I tweeted at them a while back asking if we could do Doughboys because their Hooters episode was really bad. They did the Hooters experience wrong. I think now is a better time than ever to do Hooters because Hooters is probably going out of business soon. Or it feels like it is. So I feel like now is the best time, but they didn't respond, so maybe we need y'all to ask them if we can go on there.
Demand that we go on Doughboys, please.
Yeah. And the other question, well, this is the last question. Clay, ready?
One second. Yes, I'm ready. One second.
Please type in.
Last question coming in now.
One side thing is this is the last question is Clay, what's your favorite candy? My boyfriend, my GF, just bought 100 Tootsie Pops. Ooh, that's a good candy. I like that.
A lot of Tootsie Pops.
Sour Patch Kids.
This is a good candy. Clay is right.
All right, man. That's the end of the podcast, then.
Yeah. All right, we did a lot of podcasting.
All right, guys.
Wait.
Ooh, yummy.
You like that?
Oh.
That's me eating my Sour Patch.
I'm just trying to join the boy at 3217 and tell a friend about this video. Thank you.
The guy put his tag at the end.
yummy.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, did you see 5 pounds of Sour Patch Kids for $20?
Tell a friend about the video. Thank you.
What's up, my man?
A guy put Oscar Baby Pants put a link to 5 pounds of Sour Patch Kids for $20.
What? Where can I find that? Let me see.
And the Twitch.
Okay, alright. Oh my god, let me see here. CandyDirect.com. Right. Oh my god, I'm gonna need this. Thanks, my man. Dude, 5 stars review. Awesome addiction to candy. Wait. Awesome addition to candy bar. We used the Sour Patch Kids for a teen birthday luau in our candy bar. Alright, cool. I have a lot of reading to do to make sure that these are the best candies I can order. So I can say...
Catch me outside. How about that?
Okay. Sorry, gang. Castaway. Here we go. All right. Wait. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Thanks to everybody for listening to the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. That's been our new thing of gripes. So next week we'll also be doing some gripes. Rod's the gripe lady, and he's always gas griping us. Well, and sometimes we gas gripe him, and that's okay. Subscribe to the Patreon, support us, and thank you for listening.
Also, gang, we still have our Bernie Sanders merch up. All the money is going to things to help out with COVID that Bernie recommends. So we're still doing that. Still donating money to places. Okay, gang.
Thanks, guys. Check out the Patreon and also, I guess, watch us on Twitch.
And watch Rod on Twitch. Okay, gang. Bye, gang.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.